Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
Hi, I'm Michael Vasquez. I'm a senior psychology major with a minor in studio art here at Houston Baptist University. I'm involved on campus in many different ways, and I actually got started through our freshman council program here at Houston Baptist University. This program allowed me to get a taste of what HBU leadership was like and what leadership means here at HBU. So through freshman council, I ventured off into many different roles on campus and actually found myself to be heavily involved as I am in my senior year now. So from freshman council, I went into our Hispanic student organization as a Hispanic student here at Houston Baptist University. This organization kind of gave me a community where I could find people with similar backgrounds and find a fit for me here on this campus. And so I'm actually also a first generation college student, which is one of the things that attracted me to this university. Our Gen 1 Summer Bridge program was something that invited me in over the summer before my freshman year and gave me a taste of what HBU was like. The community of the faculty, staff, and the student leaders on campus just made me feel welcomed into HBU and gave me a sense of peace transitioning from high school to college. And so coming into a university as a first generation college student, you can imagine how scary that would have been, not knowing what college is like, and having this group of people to welcome you in is something that's just so amazing that you don't see anywhere else. And so with that, I wanted to be able to give that back to students. And so that's where I found myself leading in other roles on campus. I'm involved with our Student Government Association. I currently serve as the president, where I work with faculty, staff, and students to do surveys and find out what we can work on here on the campus and what that means for students and how to give them the best college experience possible. And so this year with COVID, you can imagine how challenging that must have been with COVID protocols, our hybrid and online students. And so our goal was just to continue that community feeling that we have here at HBU, not only with our in-person hybrid students, but with our online, making sure that they feel welcomed into this university still. And so I actually had the privilege of kind of partnering this role with our first year experience program. I served as the intern where I built programs and worked with our freshman council to provide activities and learning opportunities for our freshmen to give them the tools and resources necessary to feel welcomed here at HBU. I think one thing that HBU does great at doing is making sure that you are not just another student, but you are a person, you are a follower of Christ and what that means to be here on a Christian university. I think that the faculty, staff, and upperclassmen truly care about one another and just bring an atmosphere that is just hard to find anywhere else. And I think that having the privilege to serve in so many opportunities on campus has given me the opportunity to give back in the same way that I received my freshman year. And so I am also involved with other organizations on campus, such as our Christians for Israel Association, and also working through BSM as well. It's been so amazing just to see how you can plug into this community here at HBU in different aspects, whether that's cultural, social, or even with our spiritual life. It's just so amazing just to see many opportunities for growth and what that means for each person here on this campus. I know for me, HBU has been a place that has impacted me greatly. And has challenged me to grow professionally, academically, spiritually, and as a person. And it's something just so amazing just to see with the students behind you that come in, especially as a senior, seeing these freshmen transition into their sophomore, junior years, and just seeing how God uses different avenues on this campus to grow them. something that I have learned by being here at HBU is just that don't be afraid to go out and step out of your comfort zone, because it's just something that will seem scary at first, but when you look at it from a bigger picture, not taking those opportunities are something that you're going to miss out on, and something that I encourage students to do today.
Michael, you have such a great story. I mean, congratulations on your senior year, graduating, moving on. I mean, you're a first gen student. That's an accomplishment. Tell us, what were the factors that your mom and dad and you came together to make the step to go to Houston Baptist University?
Yeah, so my senior year of high school, because of being a first generation college student, I had no idea what I was doing. And so my parents really tried their best to be encouraging during this time, even though they had not gone through the process themselves, filling out applications, filling out financial aid. It was something that I definitely had to get used to. And so they, thankfully, they were there to support me in every way possible. But really, the faculty and staff at HBU were something that reached out to me and really helped me throughout that process. I am a procrastinator, and I've actually grown out of that now my senior year, but I waited until about March, April to fill out college applications, which is late for some people. And so HBU reached out to me, and so I went through that application process and got accepted. And then it was generally the financial aid that kind of brought me in at first, because being a first-generation college student and coming from a background that my parents couldn't afford college, that was something that was important to me and something that they really encouraged me to apply for scholarships and different programs. And so I was so thankful just to have that support from my family. I mean, not even just my parents, but also my extended family as well. They all tried to pitch in to help me out in this process of coming to HBU.
That is such a cool story. And now your entire family, extended family, coming to your graduation. I mean, that has got to be a stupendous family affair. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I think it's been so exciting just to be in the senior season, to be able to graduate celebrating this milestone in my life, and especially with the people that I love, being able to watch me walk across that stage and get that diploma. It's just something so amazing to see. They've always known that I would be able to do it, but the reality of it actually happening is just an amazing experience. And especially from HBU, I gained so many more things that I never thought I would gain. And so it's even more of an accomplishment now than what I thought coming in as a freshman.
Michael, you you represent the Hispanic demographic of HBU, which happens to be our largest demographic. Congratulations. I mean, it's really exciting to see all the Hispanic students. Of course, HBU, like Houston, is really ethnically diverse. But tell me about the particular association that you're in, the Hispanic Student Organization, and the fellowship you've achieved there.
Yeah, so actually my sophomore year, I worked with three other students here on this campus to kind of revive this program and restructure what it looked like. And so our goal was to have community for Hispanic students and also students who want to learn about Hispanic culture. So we're actually open to any student that wants to join, no matter what their background is or if they know Spanish or not. I myself actually don't know Spanish. And so it's been cool to have an organization that not only teaches culture, but also teaches language with small Spanish classes that we like to host. And so our goal was just to spread cultural awareness throughout the entire campus, with HBU being a Hispanic serving institution. It's been amazing to have support from faculty and staff that work specifically with our demographic and what that means for the students here on this campus. And something that I appreciate so much is the growth of the organization, starting from just four of us to now, which is close to like 60 members. And it's just so amazing just to see how God has used this organization to build community and build a place where people can come and relate to one another and feel like they're in a safe environment to share their experiences. A lot of our members are also first-generation college students, and so they share tips of their college hacks and like how to study, how to apply for jobs, and it's just a great support system to see on this campus.
Now you use the acronym BSM, Baptist Student Ministry, so that's a dynamic group on the HBU campus. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I actually got involved through BSM more recently. I joined a small group last year and I was attending the upperclassmen Bible study. And so I had heard about BSM my freshman and sophomore year and decided to go try it out with a few friends. And it's honestly such an amazing program just to see on how they use students to teach students. I think it's something that's so amazing is that we are learning from one another about who God is and where we are in our Christ walk and what that means for each one of us, especially in our small groups where we can truly be intimate with one another and share our experiences and how God is working in our lives and also learning biblical context of different passages. I know we work through the Gospel of Mark, and it's something that truly changed my life even as a believer already. Going through the gospel again in a different context and a deeper meaning was something that grew me in ways that I never thought I could experience. And so BSM has helped me kind of structuralize my faith walk and learn more about where I am, where God wants me to be, and what his path is for me.
You've spoken about how precarious the first year can be at a university and the adjustment from high school to university environment. You're a part of the first year experience intern. You're a first year experience intern. So tell us about how HBU gives a real convenient on-ramp for students who come so that they are not intimidated and they're like you, they carry on, they retain.
Yeah. So one thing that our first year experience program does great is giving educational resources for students. So we actually work through a book that's called Teach Yourself How to Learn. And so it goes through different study tools and ways to look at your education to truly have a growth mindset to continue on learning how you learn. So one of the tools that we use is metacognition. And so this is actually the new QEP for the university is Mission Metacognition. And so that's thinking about your thinking. And so what that means is looking at what ways work when you learn and study, how they can be improved. When you get a test back, what can you do differently to do better the next time? And so through our first year experience program, we provide them these resources so they feel comfortable and they feel confident in their educational experience here at HBU. But also we make sure that we are serving them in their social and spiritual life as well. So we also work with our peer mentors who are there to guide them through this transition. And so we work closely with them to provide them with resources to give to their students to make them feel welcomed at the university. I think one big thing that we focus on is community, making sure that every student feels welcomed, every student feels appreciated and encouraged to continue on here at HBU. The first year experience program is something that I just fell in love with starting off in freshman council. And growing into being the intern for this entire department. I was given the opportunity to plan welcome days, which is our kind of summer orientation welcome into HBU and learning traditions and learning what it means to be an HBU Husky. And of course with COVID, it was a little bit different this year, but I believe that we were able to give the freshmen an experience that they really enjoyed and really felt that welcome. At Welcome Days. And it's just something that's so amazing to see that the university does to make freshmen feel welcomed into the university.
Why should a student and a prospective parent like your parents make HBU their choice for the university they attend?
HBU is something that is life-changing. Many people come into college just expecting to get an education and leave. But when you come to HBU, that's not all you get. You get education, you get growth, you get friendships, you get relationships with faculty and staff that truly last forever. I know that after I leave here at HBU, I'm going to have so many relationships that will carry on with me. And I've just learned so many things. I think HBU's mission is to provide a learning experience that instills in students a passion for academic, spiritual, professional, and personal growth. And that's something that is true. It's not just something that's on a piece of paper that we tell people. HBU does a great job of making sure that students feel equipped to go into the real world and get jobs and go into master's programs. They really just make you feel like you are someone who can be built for greatness. So with the aspect of Christianity and this being a Christian university, HBU truly does do everything in love. And it's something that's so amazing to see and how it impacts students' educational experience and how this community and these relationships that we build also boost our positive mentality when it comes to our education. And it leaves us with education that we not just learn material, but we learn how to apply it to our lives.
Now, you majored in psychology and you minored in studio art. What career are you pursuing?
Yeah, so my goal for after undergrad is to go into a master's program in clinical mental health counseling. And so with this, I would like to get my licensed professional counseling to work with children and adolescents as a counselor. And so I'm actually considering HBU to be a possible place for me to continue my education because I've had such a great experience here. And so I eventually, after counseling for a while, I would love to come back as a professor and give that education to the future of counselors.
That is just a beautiful ambition, and what a great group to focus on young people and children, helping them in this journey. Michael, you are a real trophy of Houston Baptist University. We're so proud of you. So many people have just commented about what a great, great asset you've been to HBU, and we want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Michael represents what could be your chance to make HBU a home, a university home. You know, those two words don't have to be oxymorons, a university and a home. And if there's any word that I keep hearing from our podcasts about HBU, it is HBU is a family. So we want you to join our family. If you have questions, check us out at hbu.edu/admissions. or call 281-649-3211. And our graduate school is hbu.edu/grad, G-R-A-D, 281-649-3269. And you can also be a student online. It doesn't matter where you live in the world. hbuonline.com, 855-428-1960. Michael, I want to thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We're going to be really excited to watch you where you go and what God does in and through you. So just keep on letting your light shine, my friend, okay?
Thank you so much.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.